You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Salvation Army recently released their State of the Nation report that painted a grim picture for low-income families, highlighting the cost of housing and food and the strain this is putting on these families. I spoke with Associate Professor Susan St. John from the Child Poverty Action Group about the report and what the government needs to do to help these struggling families. I began by asking her what her view of the report was.
Well, it paints a picture of growing inequality, which really does accord with what we hear from the sector, that there is increasing need, there is increasing demand for services, for food banks, for budgeting services, there's more homelessness. So it paints a picture which is quite disturbing.
And it also highlights that the reliance on food parcels is increasing and there's more need for government hardship grants. And this is happening to families that have at least one parent in work. Is it that wages are not high enough?
It's partly low wages, but it's also poor policies that don't reflect the realities of the workplace. And also what we have with working for families, which is the payment that goes to the caregiver for the children, we have a payment that hasn't been indexed, so it hasn't been changed since 2012, nor has the threshold at which the maximum amount applies. So as workers get a little bit more in their pay packet, they're paying back, working for families, they're paying tax, they're paying ACC, many of them are paying back student loans, and so they're not getting the benefit of earning that extra.
And so what reform needs to be, what needs to happen in this area?
Well, the government is bringing in a package in July, which will help a little bit. It raises the rates for working for families, which is great. It also raises that threshold quite significantly. And what we were going to have under National, of course, was a reduction in that threshold. So that is very significant for working people. Unfortunately, Labor's package also includes an increase in the rate of clawback that happens over that threshold. So 25% for each extra dollar earned is lost in working for families. So that's quite significant and unfortunate. There's quite a lot of work still to do, in other words, and we're very disappointed that the indexation problem hasn't been dealt with. So we've got New Zealand superannuation every year, it goes up in line with what's happening with net average wages, CPI, we've got benefits that are CPI linked, but we have working for families, which is subject to a very peculiar adjustment only when cumulative inflation is 5%. And the effect of that is that we can go very, very long periods with no changes at all, which is very damaging.
And you've also said that there needs to be changes to in-work tax credits. What changes are these?
Well, the problem is that the whole of the Working for Families package doesn't actually go to the very poorest families that need it the most, and that's been a flaw in that program right from its inception. Now, we argue that, yes, the government's package is going to lift some children out of poverty, but maybe those are in the families where it's easier to lift those families up. When families fall a long way below the poverty line, it's going to take a lot more concentrated spending. So we have said, look, there's one obvious way to put money into those very low-income families without creating the problem that it goes all the way up the income scale to families who arguably are doing quite well. And that is to extend the in-work tax credit, which is currently denied for the worst-off families. $72.50 a week would make a significant difference to very poorest families. So that's something that should be done, and it should be done immediately.
And why is it denied to these families?
It's crazy. It's based on a notion that somehow there needs to be a reward for being in work. But when you look at the detail of how it is actually designed, it must be the worst work incentive that has ever been designed, because it's one of these things that you either qualify for it or you don't. So it doesn't actually reward an extra hour of work. It rewards you being off a benefit and in the fixed number of hours of work per week, 20 for a sole parent, 30 for a couple. So many families miss out when they are made redundant or there's an earthquake or sickness strikes. They don't necessarily go on to a benefit at all, but they don't have sufficient hours. Extremely difficult to police it, of course. And it's a very cumbersome and administratively inefficient system. So it's well past its use by date.
Irirangi Pōhō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.